This is Akashvani, the news read by Saira Mujtaba. Home Minister Amit Shah has said the Narendra Modi government has strengthened the security of the nation through political will and the use of technology in the past 10 years. Replying to a discussion on the working of the Home Ministry in Rajya Sabha yesterday, he highlighted that the NDA government has zero tolerance policy towards terrorism. He pointed out that the country faced three major challenges in the past which hindered its progress and development: terrorism in Jammu and Kashmir, left-wing extremism, and insurgency in the northeast. He stated that the government has dealt with all these challenges with a firm hand. The Home Minister emphasized that Naxalism in India will be eliminated by March next year. Earlier, participating in the discussion, M. Shanmugam of DMK raised the issue of long working hours of the security personnel and vacant position in the Central Armed Police Force. After the Home Minister's reply, the House was adjourned for the day. Union Agriculture and Farmers Welfare Minister Shivraj Singh Chauhan has said under the Digital Agri Mission, a digital identity card will be provided to every farmer of the country. Replying to a debate in Lok Sabha on the demands for grants related to his ministry for 2025-26, Mr. Chauhan said through this initiative, the farmers can avail the benefits of various government schemes. After his reply, the House passed the demands and grants for the Ministry of Agriculture and Farmers Welfare for 2025-26. President Draupadi Murmu has urged the AIIMS faculty to launch an awareness drive on the issue of mental health to make people aware of this hidden sickness. Addressing the 49th convocation of AIIMS in New Delhi last evening, the President said emotional health issues pose a serious challenge in today's world. Union Health Minister Jagat Prakash Nadda said AIIMS has established itself as a leader in AI-driven diagnostics and robotic surgery. President Draupadi Murmu has said that sensitivity towards the deprived class determines the reputation of a country or society. Addressing the Purple Fest event at Rashtrapati Bhavan last evening, the President said compassion, inclusiveness and harmony have been the values of Indian culture and civilization. The President said the preamble of the Constitution speaks about social justice, equality of status, and dignity of the individual. President Murmu expressed happiness that the government is striving to empower and ensure equal participation of Divyangjan through the Sugamya Bharat Abhiyan. The fourth India-EU Maritime Security Dialogue was held in New Delhi yesterday. The two sides conferred on ways to sustain a secure maritime environment conducive for the inclusive growth and global well-being. They reviewed the ongoing cooperation initiatives in the maritime domain and avenues of reinforcing international and regional mechanisms for comprehensive maritime security. They agreed to strengthen their shared efforts in areas such as countering illicit maritime activities, protection of critical maritime infrastructure, regional capability development, and capacity building activities. Secretary East in the Ministry of External Affairs, Jaideep Majumdar, held a consultative meeting with State Secretary, Ministry of Foreign Affairs of Mongolia, Muntashig Khyan Najav. Both sides discussed further strengthening of India-Mongolia strategic partnership and maintaining high-level engagements. They took stock of cooperation in various sectors as well. The 8th India-EU Cyber Dialogue was held in New Delhi on Thursday. During the dialogue, both sides reviewed the cyber threat landscape and exchanged views on recent developments in cyber policies, security standards, and protection of critical information infrastructure, as well as cooperation in multilateral fora on security of ICTs. In ISTAF Sepak Takraw World Cup 2025, both men's and women's Indian teams secured the bronze medals in quad events category yesterday at Pataliputra Sports Complex Indoor Stadium at Patna in Bihar. And India's Anahat Singh clinched the women's and Veer Chothrani won the men's title of the PSA Challenger Squash in Chennai yesterday. The third-seeded Anahat Singh defeated top seed Akansha Salunkhe in the final, while in men's event, second-seed Veer Chothrani rallied to beat French player Melville in the final to win his sixth PSA title. And that is the end of this news bulletin.